Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello again. This is John Lee. Welcome to John Lee's Gems. The episodes that bring you God's work from the queer and the trans perspective. And how are you today? You hear all the noise in the background, I'm outside once again. There's a lot of traffic. I have a place to speak in a second. But I hope that you'll be able to hear me during this episode. I may be doing this the rest of the summer, but I don't know. Today's lesson is titled, Keep On Going. I have been reading the epistles of Acts. Actually, I've been reading the book of Acts. I haven't read any of Paul's epistles as of yet. But I'm reading mostly about Paul's ministry and how he got started and how he was ordained and commissioned to bring the gospel to the Gentiles after he was rejected by Jews. And it seemed like wherever Paul went, you know, there was always some controversy. You know, there are people who had heard the word for the first time, and then some had accepted it. Some believed it. You know, God touched their hearts, Spirit touched their heart, and they were able to receive it. But others didn't. The majority of them were Jewish. There were a lot of your leaders, leading people. And what got them upset was when they saw many Gentiles coming to know Jesus as their Lord. And they got jealous. So rather than do what Gentiles do, they stirred up trouble. Well, that's the way opposition to the gospel is always been. You're going to have some that believe, and you're going to have some that do not believe. And they'll do everything to keep everyone else from not accepting. That's the enemy at work. You know, with the Satan. But as I read on through his missionary missions, Paul kept on going. Now, as you go through a lot of chapters of Acts, you know, Paul was, he was beaten, he was imprisoned, he was falsely accused of a lot of things. I'm pretty sure at times he got discouraged, disappointed, but he kept on going. And God encouraged us to keep on going, no matter how things get tough. Paul, one thing you say about Paul, he was determined to do God's will. And he went through everything. You know, he went through a lot of things that many people would have quit. As I said, he was dragged in the streets, he was beaten, he was thrown in jail. He was also shipwrecked at one time. He was chained. He was in prison. But he kept on going. And what I think about my friends and queer brothers and sisters, I encourage you to keep going. I encourage you to keep, you know, being yourself. Keep going. Keep going. You know, maybe people don't understand. You know, it's your journey. I'm not going to limit that to the LGBT community, but it's for all people. You know, things are going to get tough. Things will get tough. Things, you know, you'll get knocked down. People criticize you, try to find fault in something that's worthy and good. Keep going. And whatever God has said of you, do. You know, you just keep on going. You're always going to have the critics. You're always going to have those people who say, oh, you can't do it. Oh, you don't have the right credentials. Oh, you don't look black preacher, you don't speak eloquently. Look at Moses, you know, one lament he had was exactly, he was reluctant to do in the beginning because he didn't speak eloquently. But that's not a measure of whether, you know, what God can do through you. No, that's human measurement. That's not God's measurement. The other thing is that, you know, you're speaking truth to power. Lord, we need that to the case. You know, Paul spoke truth to power. And when you speak truth to power, there is going to be some backlash. You know, there is going to be opposition. People who do everything to silence you, stop you. You know, but you just keep on going. You know, just keep doing what you're doing. Because remember, it's, you know, what God says you can do, you can do. You know, I mentioned that, you know, to my friends, you know, your journey is your journey. You know, nobody can walk it for you. You know, it's unique to you, it's unique to every person. And I marvel at Paul, you know, even despite all the things that happened to him, setbacks and everything, he just kept his eye on the prize, just kept on going. You know, person. That's perseverance. That's perseverance. You know, but God, Paul was full of the Spirit. You know, God gave him that, put the Spirit in him. God gave him that Spirit. And he was able to do some miraculous things. He built churches all around Europe, you know, all around that region. I mean, he went as far as Rome, Italy. You know, and in spite of everything, you know, he kept his eye on Christ. You know, he kept moving on. You know, he didn't let any kind of setbacks stop him from doing his mission. Now, some people might say, well, you know, why didn't he quit while he was ahead? How could he do something? Or how could he, I say, well, I don't think I have to be with Paul there. But each of us has a journey. When God chose Paul on that night in Damascus, he knew what was in Paul. He also knows what's in us. You know, each one of us has, you know, we have our own unique gifts and talents. And so, God will never ask us to do something that, you know, that he doesn't have. You know, let me rephrase that again. God won't have us do something that isn't in his perfect will for us. So God will use whatever we have. You know, if it's speaking, speak. You know, if it's preaching, if it's art, poetry or writing or any of the skills, you know, how to throw things, God can use that. You know, God can, and God needs, well, he needs people everywhere. You know, he needs people in the workplace, he needs people out in the field, you know, he needs people everywhere. In four neighborhoods in these guys. See, wherever God puts us, this is, you know, this is our mission field. You know, I mentioned many times, you know, when I came out as transgender, you know, God put me with people that most likely I would have never met. And one common thread with people, you know, trans and anybody in the LGBT communities, they need God. you know, they have their troubles, struggles. You know, this community gets more gracious because we get. But God loves us for who we are, not who we are. And this is what actually been such a blessing. God brought me here, and God brought me to this place, and I'm thankful for it. And also, I know one final thing is, you know, you're going to get knocked down. People are going to try to knock you down. And when you get knocked, you know, remember as a child when you fell off the bike, or you tripped and you always stayed away from you, you got back up. And that's how life is. You know, life's going to knock, sometimes it's going to knock you down. As choice to me, staying down or getting up and trying again. And I encourage you to just keep going. Keep going. You know, just keep your eye on the prize. Because remember that God's with you. Just remember that. God made you as you are. And nobody can take that away from you. Nobody can live your life for you. And don't try to, you know, deny yourself or submerge yourself because to make others comfortable. It's not my issue to make others comfortable. The most important thing is to be the will of God and to be myself. And I am bring that to you. I think somebody may have needed that. And I hope that this lesson has helped you, someone out there. And I pray that I just give you encouragement. I just encourage you to keep on going. And this is Genevieve. Genevieve Jims, and I look forward to getting back together again with you on our next episode. I'd like to thank you for joining me. God bless you, and have a blessed day.